Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined
by Chris Gillam
for part two of this week's Chatterbox. We'll go on to Information Desk shortly and then follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a second feature, this time a view from a football commentator. First, however, you may be interested in some of the current results of the listeners' survey. 60% of those who replied listened to other talking newspapers or books, and most used USB sticks to listen. The other popular way to listen is CDs, which some of you get from the RNIB or local libraries. Only one third of listeners have internet access, and in some cases the broadband connection is slow. However, about 20 listeners say they have smart speakers. One listener has a Google Home Mini, all the others have versions of the Amazon Echo Dot and talk to Alexa. About 45 listeners expressed an interest in participating in a trial to listen to Chatterbox through a smart speaker, and the Chatterbox committee will now need to consider what to do next. Once again, thank you all for filling in the forms and returning them. If there are more to come, then we will welcome them. Some arrive today and we will report on them in a week or so. Now let's see what we have for you in Information Desk.
Thank you, Bob's Beer, for your kind donation. As ever, much appreciated. Thanks also go to Mr. G. Smith for the postage stamps. They will be taken to the NNAB in March when we hold our AGM at the Bradbury Centre on the 13th of March. All listeners are welcome to attend. It starts at 2 p.m. and there are tea and cakes after the main proceedings have finished. If you would like to attend, just let us know and we will add your name to the list so we know how many to cater for.
The next four items on the Information Desk are NNAB events for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end. The NNAB Discussion Group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. Cost is £3 and the next meeting is on March the 5th.
F. Stopeye's Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings which are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are on the outdoor one is on Friday the 1st of March and the indoor one is on Friday the 15th of March. The indoor sessions cost £3 and are held at the Bradbury Information Centre.
The NNAB Heritage Group invite you to come along to the Vikings exhibition at Norwich Castle Museum on Friday the 29th of March 2019. Meeting at the castle reception at 2 p.m. The costs are visually impaired £9.50 and companions £2.50 for the talk and tour, handling the collection and refreshments.
The NNAB and RNIB Joint Choir Project. Come and join workshop leader Marion Fox in this new informal group to discover your inner singing voice. From harmonies to short a cappella numbers, Marion will help to lead you through some popular numbers and help to form a joint choir. The first meeting is on Thursday the 7th of March and then every first Thursday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 1DZ. Each session is £3, including refreshments. For further details and to book your place, please contact Mark or Elaine directly in the Leisure Activities Office on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk. Please note the new telephone number for Mark and Elaine, although you will still be able to get through if you ring the old number.
Come along to the Garden Eyes Quiz and Lunch on Wednesday the 20th of March 2019 from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place. Come and test your gardening knowledge in small groups. We will also be holding a plant and seed swap, so please bring along contributions. The cost is £8 per person.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4pm at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. At the moment, transport cannot be provided for new members, but if you can arrange to get to Sprowston, you and your driver are very welcome. It costs £8 per year for members to join. If you are interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. The next meeting will be on Thursday, March the 7th.
Care, coffee and cake. Able Community Care would like to invite you for care, coffee and cake during the month of February at our offices in Trouse, just outside Norwich. Many older people and their families come to a time in their lives when they have to think about either a move to a residential care home or to consider being cared for in their own home. At such a time, information is power in that it gives families knowledge on which to base their decision. Able Community Care has enabled thousands of older people to stay in their own home using our Live-In Carer scheme. We have also enabled older people to take holidays, visit families with our Holiday Companion Care Service, and many people have regained independence after being in hospital and being supported by our Home from Hospital Service. Over a cup of coffee and a cake, we would like to give you the practical details of the above services, the cost, availability, the responsibilities, etc., so that if you know a person or family who might like such information, you can pass it on to them. Please call 01603 764 567. That's 01603 764 567. And ask for Judy to join us for an hour or so at a date and time to suit you. That's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now we'll turn to some news items. The Norwich Society held an event at the Forum to discuss the future of the city. In the meantime, however, the future is coming in that the first new houses of a development in the city centre are to be completed in the spring. So far as the county is concerned, work on dualling the Acle Strait may just be started in 2023. Some Norfolk attractions are recognised by a national tourist board, and we hear of a Norfolk Angling Company's success in business.
Improving public transport in Norwich was a key issue for people who attended a public meeting about the future of the city. More than 80 people packed into the auditorium at the Forum when the Norwich Society hosted a public debate about the future of Norwich. The debate centred around the Norwich Society's recent The Future of Norwich City Centre report and the Norwich Evening News week-long special focus on what the city might look like in the coming years. Paul Burrell, chair of the Norwich Society's Strategic Planning and Transport Committee, introduced the debate and said he hoped its report would promote both debate and discussion. Mr. Burrell said that as well as being a fine city in terms of its heritage, Norwich had more than 3,000 scientists working here and a lively business offering. He talked about suggestions put forward in the Norwich Society's report, including a tram link between the hospital and the University of East Anglia, and reducing pollution with the help of innovations like electric vehicles.
The first homes in an £85 million development in Norwich City Centre are set to be completed in spring, as initial details emerge on its Riverside Plaza. St Anne's Wharf, a former brewery industrial site between King Street and the River Wensum, had stood empty since 1999, before it was bought by Orbit Homes in 2014. The £85 million development, named St Anne's Quarter, is set to include 437 homes and 22,000 square feet of commercial space, including a riverside plaza which will be home to two restaurants. In 2005, archaeological work on the site unearthed human remains, pottery and oyster shells dating from the 13th century. And in spring last year, work started on the first phase of the scheme. A spokesperson for Orbit said that the first blocks are nearing completion, with the first homes due to be finished in spring. Of the 437 homes in total, 251 will be open market sale, 88 will be privately rented, 33 will be affordable rented, and 65 will be shared ownership. A spokesman said, depending on the build and sales rates, we anticipate that the overall project will be finished in 2023 to 2024. We are currently delivering the first 10 blocks, consisting of 190 homes, associated landscaping, and the customer's basement car park. This phase also includes a new plaza by the river, which will be open to the public and have river-fronted commercial units.
Work on dualling the Acle Strait could begin in 2023, campaigners have been told. A five-year study is underway into whether tiny rare snails which live in roadside dikes could successfully be relocated. But campaigners have now been told a decision on funding need not wait to find out whether the endangered Little Whirlpool Ramshorn snail has taken to its new home. The announcement from Whitehall was given to members of the A47 Alliance at a meeting in King's Lynn. Alliance Chairman Martin Wilby said, Highways England confirmed that the current study to relocate a protected species of snail that live in ditches along this section of the road is not in any way a blocker to the dualling of the Acle Strait being included in the next funding announcement, which we understand is likely to be made later this year. We also need to keep making the case for further investment in the A47. Our aim is to get the whole of the route fully dualled, from Peterborough in the west right through to the east coast. The EDP-backed Just Dual It campaign, launched last year, aims to lobby government to fund dualling the entire route by 2030.
Four Norfolk attractions have been recognised by a National Tourism Board for providing excellent visitor experiences. The locations in Aylsham, Fakenham, Norwich and Thetford have been awarded Visit England accolades to recognise the outstanding experiences they offer. The tourism organisation announced the 76 winners of its 2018 accolades on Tuesday, and the four Norfolk award winners were Red Wings Aylsham Visitor Centre, Aylsham, RSPB Lake and Heath Fen, RSPB Strumpshaw Fen Nature Reserve in Norwich, and Creek Abbey Fakenham. Visit England Director Andrew Stokes said, England is home to world-class attractions right across the country. It is fantastic to see these accolades recognise the work of those who make sure all who pass through their doors have a truly memorable experience.
Angling Direct, the largest specialist fishing tackle and equipment retailer in the UK, is expecting full-year revenue to soar to £42 million. The Norfolk-born company said in a pre-close trading update that it expects to see revenue increase by 38.9% compared to this time last year when the figure stood at £30.24 million. The group was founded by Martin Page and William Hill in 1986, who bought a single fishing tackle shop in Wroxham. More than 30 years later, the fishing equipment outlet has 23 stores and will open 20 more in the next 2 years, thanks to an institutional investment round last year worth £20 million. Shaking off the trend of other British retailers, Angling Direct saw its store's sales increase ahead of its online sales, though both grew significantly. A spokesman said, "The board is delighted with the international reach that the company now has, and also that the business has been structured in preparation for Brexit, given the very high percentage of stocks coming from the Far East. Inventory numbers in general are good, and the business does not foresee any disruption to supply throughout the next few months, regardless of any Brexit outcome."
Flights out of Norwich Airport to Aberdeen will go ahead as normal, despite the aircraft provider going into administration. Fly BMI announced it had cancelled all its flights and filed for administration, citing Brexit uncertainty as leaving them with an inability to secure valuable flying contracts. The airline, which has 376 staff, operates 17 planes flying to 25 European cities. While flights between Norwich and Aberdeen are booked through a franchise with Flybe, the aircraft used for the flights were provided by FlyBMI. An Eastern Airways spokesman said, "Our Flybe franchise, Norwich to Aberdeen service, will operate as normal, despite the sad news of FlyBMI, not Flybe, ceasing operations, who had been providing the aircraft."
Now we'll move on to our second feature. You occasionally hear from Chris Gorham of Radio Norfolk with an overview of the current form of Norwich City Football Club. This week in the evening news, he reckons it is becoming increasingly hard to report on the Canaries. His article is read by Alan Shirley.